感谢主，刚刚薛弟兄和我们分享到我们姐妹所经历这福音的大能。
Thank the Lord, our brother Shen has already shared us about the sisters' experience the great power of gospel.
而我们姐妹能够在她母亲的救恩上来经历神的大能，让我们看见乃是借着她在主面前忠心的祷告。
Because our sisters faithfully praying for her mother's salvation, she can experience God's salvation.
我们姐妹的祷告是一个合神心意的祷告。
Our sister's prayer is according to our Lord's will.
所以我们实在是感到非常的欢喜，和我们姐妹一同的能够来一同的见证啊，福音是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
We are glad to share with our sisters happiness that to testify that.The power of God is is mighty power of gospel.
好，啊，这也是我早晨和弟兄姐妹交通的负担，就是讲到啊合神心意的代祷。
I want to share with you to become an intercession according to God's will.
或是说呢，我们如何能够成为一个合神心意的代祷者
？How to become an intercessor after God's heart?
我们要读两处的经文，请我们先翻到新约圣经以弗所书。
We are trying to book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们从第八节，我们读到最末了二十一节。
From verse 8 all the way to 21.
那我先用中文读，再请我们姐妹用英文翻译。
We'll first read in Chinese and then English.
以弗所书第三章第八节，我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧，这是照神从万事以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意，我们因信耶稣就在他里面放胆无惧笃信不疑地来到神面前，所以我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难上胆，这原是你们的荣耀，因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力充充足足地成就一切超过我们所求所想的，但愿他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远，阿们。
Verse 8, to me who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles andthe unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in Him. Therefore I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.And he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
好，第二处要读的是以赛亚书第五十九章。
Second, we want to turn to Isaiah chapter 59.
旧约以赛亚书第五十九章，我们先读第一、第二两节。
Verse 1 and 2.
耶和华的膀臂并非缩短，不能拯救；耳朵并非发沉，不能听见。但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquity have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear.
我们再读第十六节。
Then verse 16.
他见无人拯救，无人代求，甚为诧异，就用自己的膀臂施行拯救，以公义扶持自己。
He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness it sustained him.
好，我们一起再低头有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Well, we thank you for your grace.
主，我们的一生都是你恩典的故事。
Our lifetime story is your grace.
因此，早晨我们仍然要仰望你的恩典。
We want to look to your upon your grace.
主，你借着圣灵来帮助我们。
May the Holy Spirit help us.
叫我们能够靠着你的恩典，我们来聆听你的话语。
By your grace, we can hear your words.
主，开我们的耳朵。
Open our ears.
赐给我们有受教的心。
Give us a teachable heart.
主啊，好叫你的话语能够在我们听见的心中能够生根发芽成长。
So your words can be rooted in our heart and grow.
愿你的话语不突然返回。
May your words never return.
能够在我们这听见的人身上成就你所喜悦的旨意。
To those who have heard the words will be accomplished your will in their hearts.
愿荣耀归给你，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
May the glory be unto you, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 有人说，基督徒读经就像是属灵生命的吃饭。
Some people said reading the Bible is like spiritual food.
而祷告呢，就像我们基督徒属灵生命的呼吸。
And prayer is like breathing to the Christian life.
我们一个人若一天不吃饭呢，我们身体就会感到虚弱。
If we don't eat for a day, we will feel weak.
但一个人若是三分钟不呼吸呢，我相信这个人可能就很快就要死亡了。
If one does not breathe for 3 minutes, he may die.
我相信这是我们都知道的，因为祷告对于我们基督徒的属灵生活、属灵生命是何等的重要。
We all know that the prayer is very important to the spiritual life.
然而祷告却也是在基督徒中间最被忽略、被误解的一个属灵操练。
Yeah, prayer is the spiritual practice that is discarded and misunderstood the most by the Christians.
这是因为神的仇敌魔鬼撒旦，他千方百计的要拦阻神的儿女们来向神祷告。
Because the enemy of God wants to inhibit the people of God to pray.
弟兄姐妹，如果你觉得你属灵生活里面有软弱，
If you have a weakness in your spiritual life,
你觉得你属灵生活里面很贫穷，
If you feel poor in your spiritual life,
你觉得你的心好像爱世界过于爱我们的主，
If you feel your heart loves the world more than the Lord,
弟兄姐妹，这一切的问题基本上都指出了我们在祷告生活上面出了问题。
All these pointed that we have problem in our prayer life.
因此我们基督徒不仅要为我们自己祷告，我们也需要为我们周围的亲人和弟兄姐妹们祷告。
We not only need to pray for ourselves, we also need to pray for our relatives and the close friends.
就像我们姐妹为她母亲的救恩祷告。
Just like our sister prayed for the salvation of her mother.
以刚刚我们所读以赛亚书第五十九章里给我们看见这位无所不知无所不能的神他感到诧异。
In Isaiah chapter 59 tells us that our God wondered.
我们看见神的智慧是无限的，神的能力也是无所不能的，他怎么会感到诧异呢？
Our God can do all things and he knows all things. Why does he wonder?
圣经告诉我们他见无人代求就甚为诧异。
He sees no one intercede and he wondered.
就是当神的百姓偏离了真道，当神百姓的见证软弱的时候，神看见在地上竟然没有人代求，他甚为诧异。
So when he sees no one is interceding and there's no testimony for God, so he wondered.
弟兄姐妹，我相信神在我们今天所处的这个世代，他也是甚为诧异。
I believe that our God is wondering in our generation.
神诧异为什么这么少人关心神的心意。
He wondered why there's so few cares about God's will.
为什么这么少人为着神的见证在那里恒切祷告。
Why there's so few interceding for God's testimony.
弟兄姐妹，我在神面前，我有这样一个祷告。
Brothers and sisters, I have this prayer before God.
愿神能够在我们中间兴起一般的代祷者。
May God raise up intercessors among us.
愿神在他的教会中能够得着一般的合神心意的代祷者。
May God find the intercessors that are in, after His heart in this church.
从以赛亚书五十九章一二两节，我们看见。合神心意的代祷者、啊、至少需要具备两个基本的先决条件。
From verse 1 and 2 in Isaiah 59 it shows us there are two conditions.
第一就是要真实的相信。
First we need to truly believe.
第二呢就是要认罪悔改。
Second is confess and repent.
因为这里主的话说耶和华的膀臂并非缩短不能拯救。
Here it says the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save.
弟兄姐妹，你相信我们所信的神，他的大能是能够成就他一切的旨意吗？
Do you believe that the mighty power of God can accomplish all of His will?
你相信我们所遭遇的任何的难处，没有一样是神不能解决的吗？
Do you believe all the difficulties we face that He can resolve?
我们若相信，那我们就应当向神祷告。
If we believe, then we should pray.
这里主的话也说，耶和华的耳朵也并非发沉，不能听见。
Here he says, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear.
弟兄姐妹，你真心相信神的耳朵垂听我们的祷告吗？
Do you truly believe that he hears our prayer?
我们若相信神真的是垂听我们的祷告。
If we truly believe that He hears our prayer,
那我们为什么不祷告呢？
Why don't we pray?
有可能是我们曾经祷告了，但是好像神没有垂听。
Maybe that we have prayed, but He had not listened.
这其中有一个原因呢，就在第二节告诉我们。
There's a reason it tells us in verse 2.
他说，但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝。
Your iniquities have separated you from your God.
你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
Your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not
hear. 这里主的话告诉我们一个我们祷告没有蒙神应允的一个原因。
Here tells us the reason that he did not hear our prayer.
就是我们的罪孽，我们的罪过，把我们与神隔绝。
Is our iniquity has separated us from the God, from our God?
当然，这个隔绝乃是指着我们和神之间那样一个活的一个交通的关系。
This separation is the fellowship that between us and God.
因此，我们看见我们今天盼望，我们若盼望能够成为一个合神心意的代祷者
，If we want to become an intercessor after His heart,
我们必须从心里面真实的相信。他的膀臂并没有缩短。
We need to truly believe that his arm has not shortened.
我们相信我们的神，他随时随地垂听我们的祷告。
He will hear our prayer anytime.
并且我们在神面前也当省察自己。
Also, we need to examine ourselves.
若有罪过有罪孽阻挡了我们祷告达到神的面前，我们就必须在神面前认我们的罪，承认我们的罪，悔改。
If we have iniquities or sins that separate us from God, then we need to confess and repent.
早晨有弟兄也祷告了，我们的神他是信实的，是公义的。
There's a brother prayed this morning. Our God is faithful and is faithful and righteous.
我们若认自己的罪，他就必赦免我们，洗净我们的不义。
If we confess, then He will cleanse our sins.
这是我们主耶稣基督宝血那个永远的功效。
This is our Lord's precious blood.
所以这是我们能够在神面前成为一个合神心意代祷者的两个基本的一个学习和操练。
This is the practice and what we need to learn to become a intercessor after.
盼望我们每一个蒙恩的儿女。
Those who believe,
我们都有这样的一个渴望来成为合神心意的代祷者。
We should have this urge to become an intercessor.
使徒保罗他是一个合神心意的代祷者。
Apostle Paul is one that intercedes.
当他在写以弗所书与圣徒们交通的时候，
When he was writing the book of Ephesians,
我们看见在那里就记下了他两个在神面前合神心意的代祷。
It recorded two intercession that's according to God's will.
第一个代祷呢是在以弗所书第一章里面。
First is in chapter one.
是关乎到神的奥秘，就是基督这件事情。
It's regarding the mystery of God is Christ.
我们知道使徒保罗他得着了这个荣耀的启示。
We know Apostle Paul has received this revelation.
当他要与以弗所圣徒交通这个启示的时候，
When he's fellowshipping this revelation to the Ephesians,
他心里面有一个负担。
He has this burden in his heart.
他心里面有一个意念。
He has this in mind.
他若不照着这个神的心意来祷告的话，圣徒们未必能够明白神所给他的这个宝贵的启示。
If he does not pray according to this If he does not intercede according to this, then the all saints will not understand.
因此，保罗在那里，他求我们主耶稣基督的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给他们。
So, Apostle Paul for God to give the spirit of revelation and wisdom to the saints.
好叫他们能够真实的明白神的奥秘就是基督。
So they can understand truly know that the mystery of God is Christ.
那到了以弗所书第三章那里，保罗又有一个祷告。
When we come to chapter 3, Paul has another prayer.
这个祷告呢是关乎到基督的奥秘，就是教会这件事情。
This is regarding the mystery of Christ is church.
我们看见当保罗在那里与圣徒交通了这个关于基督的奥秘。
When Paul fellowship according about the mystery of Christ.
我们看见他历史有一个感觉，他就在父的面前来屈膝。
He felt suddenly that he bowed before God.
因此，我们看见保罗在以弗所书第三章那里就有一个为教会的一个祷告。
We see that he has a prayer for the church.
也是为着神的儿女们的祷告。
It's also the prayer for the children of God.
这个祷告呢是神心意里面的祷告。
And this.Prayer is according to God's will.
弟兄姐妹，我相信我们每一个蒙恩的基督徒啊，我们都曾经向神祷告过。
Everyone that saved by grace have prayed before God.
但是我相信我们也都经历过，我们的祷告未必都蒙神的垂听。
We also experienced that God had not heard our prayer.
或者说呢，我们有些祷告呢，好像神没有应允。
Or some of our prayer was not answered by God.
比方说，
maybe for example.
那个年青年的弟兄姐妹们，当你们在在主面前为着你结婚的对象祷告的时候
，Young brothers and sisters are praying for their marriage spouse.
哎呀，我应该是跟这个弟兄呢，还是跟这位弟兄结婚呢
？Should I marry this brother or that？
或是第三个、第四个
？Or the third or the fourth？
那我们可能祷告了半天，哎，我们不清楚到底神的意思要我们跟哪一位弟兄结婚
？We're not clear which brother should we marry？
我就想起啊。那个格里汉弟兄的姐妹
That reminded me the sister of brother Billy Graham.
他的妻子哈。他后来他自己说，他就很感谢神没有垂听他对于婚姻的祷告。
He said that he thanked the Lord that God did not listen to his prayer.
因为他曾经为着五个不同的弟兄在婚姻上面祷告过。
Because he had prayed for five different brothers for their marriage.
如果他每个祷告神都应允的话
，If God had answered all those prayers,
那很可能他就不会和 Billy Graham 弟兄结婚。
Then she will not marry Billy Graham.
那姐妹，我们看见在我们的生活当中，有一些的祷告呢，我们实在是不知道神的心意是什么。
In our some of the prayer in our lives, we don't know what is the will of God.
但保罗在这里的祷告乃是一个神心意中的祷告。
The prayer here is for Paul. This is the prayers for according to the will of God.
换句话说，对我们而言，我们若是照着神的心意来祷告的话，我们能够在这个祷告里面来经历神的成就。
If we pray according to the will of God, then we can experience the accomplishment of God.
不仅是为着神心意中的教会。
Not only for the church according to His will.
也为着神在每一个属他儿女们身上的那个心意。
Also the will to all the children of God.
因为这段的祷告太宝贵了。
This is so precious.
因为这段的祷告是神要成就在他教会，也在每一个属他儿女们身上的一个祷告。
This prayer is for to accomplish in the church and also all the children of God.
所以我将这一段的祷告呢，分成四个重点。
I separate four principles.
所以呢，当你要为教会祷告的时候
，When you want to pray for the church，
当你要为你的儿女们祷告的时候
，When you want to pray for your children，
或当你要为某一位弟兄姐妹祷告的时候
，Or pray for some brother or sister，
这四方面的祷告是神心意中的祷告。
The four aspects of the prayer is according to God's will。
我们凭着信，相信神必定照着我们所祷告祈求的来成就。他在教会中，在儿女们身上的心意。
By faith, we want to believe that God will accomplish and answer what we pray according to His will.
好，第一方面，我们现在看第八节。
First, we want to see verse 8.
第八节，保罗这里说到，他说：“神叫他把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。”
God want me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
这里讲到基督测不测的丰富，那个丰富原文呢，其就是可以讲到就是一个财富。
The riches, the unsearchable riches of Christ may be the wealth.
这个财富呢，不是世上的钱财。
This wealth is not the worldly wealth.
也不是我们在世上的那些享受。
It's not the enjoyment of the world.
也不是世上的成就。
It's not the accomplishment of the world.
基督那测不透的丰富呢，乃是指着神赐给基督徒那个属灵的富足。
The unsearchable riches of Christ is the riches, the spiritual richness in Christ.
今天许多神的儿女们属灵的光景呢，好像是非常的贫穷可怜的。
Today, some brothers and sisters' spiritual condition is poor.
就是我们对于这个属灵的这个富足呢，我们认识的非常非常的少。
We know very little of this riches, spiritual riches.
好像不是那么的吸引我们。
It doesn't draw our attention.
让我们好像有一种贫穷缺乏的感觉。
We feel that we lack and poor.
以至于我们看见有不少神的儿女就跑去追求世界。
So some of the children of God will go into the world and search for riches.
去追求那钱财、享乐、成就。
And search for wealth, enjoyment, and accomplishment.
然后当这样神的儿女们遇见问题难处的时候
，When these brothers and sisters they face the difficulties,
就来寻求这世界的办法，就来倚靠人的帮助。
They rely on people's help.And the worldly methods.
为什么呢
？Why？
原因就是我们不够认识我们所得着这个属灵的富足。
Because we don't know enough of this spiritual riches.
保罗在这里说，基督那测不透的丰富。
Here Paul tells us the unsearchable riches of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们认识的多少？
How much do we know?
我们若认识了基督那里面测不透的丰富，
If we had known the unsearchable riches of Christ,
你看见我们就能够像摩西一样，
We can become like Moses.
我们就不再贪爱在埃及里面的那个享受和那个成就。
We don't long for the enjoyment in the Egypt.
我们就愿意来追求神的心意。
We want to search for God's will.
我们愿意来享受神在基督里面所赐给我们那样一个丰盛。
We want to enjoy the God has given us the riches in Him.
我想用旧约创世纪里面的一幅图画来说明，进一步说明这件事情。
I want to use the picture in Genesis.
在创世纪第48和49章里面，他记载了一件事情，就是雅各给约瑟祝福。
In chapter 48 and 49, Jacob gave blessing to Joseph.
当时呢，在埃及和迦南全地呢，都有大饥荒。
There's famine in Egypt and Canaan.
那我们知道，在这饥荒之前呢，是神的手已经先把约瑟带到埃及去。
We know God's hand had led Joseph to Egypt.
那段故事是非常非常丰富的。
It's very abundant in this story.
今天我们不能多说，但是呢，不管怎么样，后来呢，这个约瑟呢，就做了埃及的宰相。
So Joseph became the governor of Egypt.
然后呢，他治理这个全埃及，并且管理埃及所储藏的所有的粮食。
He governs the Egypt and govern all the food of Egypt.
那雅各呢和他的一家呢，因为在迦南地呢也遭遇饥荒，所以呢他们就来到埃及呢来投靠约瑟。
And Jacob faces a famine in Canaan, so he come to Egypt.
所以我们看见这位约瑟呢在埃及是做宰相的。
Joseph is the governor in Egypt.
他什么都有。
He has everything.
而雅各和他的一家呢，是来因为饥荒而来到埃及的。
And Jacob's family had come to Egypt.
差不多是什么都没有。
With nothing.
所以从人的眼光来看。
So from the viewpoint of man.
谁需要谁的祝福呢
？Who needs blessing?
但在圣经在这里给我们看见，是雅各给约瑟祝福。
Bible let us see that Jacob blessed Joseph.
那为什么雅各给约瑟祝福呢
？Why Jacob can bless Joseph？
从人看，雅各什么都没有，约瑟什么都有。
Jacob had nothing, but Joseph had everything.
那雅各是凭什么来给约瑟祝福呢
？According to what Jacob can give Joseph the blessing？
雅各给约瑟祝福，他不是因为他年纪比较大。
Jacob can bless Joseph not because he's older.
也不完全是因为雅各是约瑟的爸爸。
It's not because Jacob is the father.
当然，这两点都是事实。
Of course, these are the facts.
但雅各之所以给约瑟祝福，是因为雅各他认识神所应许亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的那个福分。
Because Jacob knows the blessing and recognizes the promises of God for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
雅各他知道神所应许的那个祝福是何等的富足。
He knows how abundant the blessing is.
因此，他要把这样的一个福呢，要来也来临到亚约瑟的身上。
He wants to bestow this blessing upon Joseph.
而约瑟他为什么来到雅各面前来求这样的祝福呢
？And why Joseph come to Jacob for this blessing?
因为约瑟他也认识神曾应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒。雅各的那个祝福是何等的富足。
Joseph also knows the blessing that God has promised Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
是远远比他在埃及所有这一切来得更加的宝贵，更加的富足。
Far more precious than what he has in Egypt.
那圣经是如何来描述这个雅各给约瑟所祝的福呢
？How did Bible describe the blessing?
他说那全人者必将天上所有的福地里所藏的福以及生产乳养的福分都赐给你
By the God of your father who will help you and by the Almighty who will bless you with blessings of heaven above blessings of the deep that lies beneath blessings of the breasts and of the womb
如勇士的山岭 至极的边界。
And blessings of your father have excelled the blessings of my ancestors up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等的富足！
This is abundant.
圣灵若开启我们里面的眼睛，
If the Holy Spirit open our inner eyes,
我们若稍稍认识那基督测不透的丰富，
If we just glance at the unsearchable riches of Christ,
弟兄姐妹，我们就脱离了世界一切的吸引。
Then we will be separated from the temptation of the world.
我们就能够真实的在神面前活得像一个富足的人。
Then we can live abundantly before God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们需要为我们自己，也为我们的下一代，在神面前照着神的心意来祷告。
So we need to pray for ourselves and our next generation before God.
求神开启我们里面的眼睛。
May God open our inner eyes.
主叫我们，叫我们能够明白我们在基督里所得着的那个富足。
So we can know the riches in Christ Jesus.
路加福音十五章，我们都很熟悉的浪子的比喻里面。
In the book of Luke, chapter 15, the prodigal son.
我们就看见那小儿子因着不认识这富家的富足呢，他怎么样？他就跑到世界里面去享乐了。
He did not know the riches of his father, then he went to the world to enjoy himself.
他的结果是何等的悲惨。
How sad was the result?
他在那里放猪，甚至于饿到个地步，要吃猪的食物，没有人给他。
He was so hungry that he would eat the food of the pig.
然而有一天，他心里面醒悟过来。
One day his heart was quickened.
他认识到他父家的富足。
He recognized the riches of his father.
他就悔改回家了。
So he repented and returned.
我相信圣经给我们看见这个浪子，他说他忽然醒悟过来的这个转变呢，和他父亲很久的祷告非常有关系。
I believe that his father had prayed for him a long time so that he would return.
弟兄姐妹，如果你有心爱的人，他离开了主，而去追求这个世界的时候
，If you know someone that's dear to your heart that has gone to the world，
你要恒切的来为你所爱的人祷告。
You need to continuously intercede for this one，
叫我们和他们都能够看见那基督测不透的丰富。
So that we can see the unsearchable riches of Christ.
好叫我们因着享受到这个基督测不透的丰富，
Because we have enjoyed these unsearchable riches of Christ.
我们就不至于去世界里面来追求这空虚短暂的享受。
We will not go searching the world for the vanity or fame.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
虽然对我们来说，我们或许感觉好像很抽象。
Maybe to us is not real.
然而主的话清楚地告诉我们。
But the word of God tells us very clearly.
神要将那基督测不透的丰富叫我们知道。
God wants us to know the unsearchable riches of Christ.
所以愿意我们能够在接下来的日子里，
May the following days.
我们为自己，也为我们的孩子，为我们的下一代，我们在主的面前来祷告。
We will pray for ourselves and our next generations.
叫我们都能够更多的认识这个属灵的富足。
We will know the richness in spiritual riches.
就是神在基督里所赐给我们那测不透的丰富。
That is the unsearchable riches of Christ.
啊，第二方面。
The second aspect.
在第十六节。
In verse 16.
这边讲到说，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
保罗不仅为着圣徒那个属灵的富足祷告，他也为圣徒心里的力量刚强起来祷告。
He also Paul not only prayed for the riches, the spiritual riches of the saints, he also prayed for the strength in the inner man.
这个心里的力量呢，它原文呢就可以也可以翻译成就是里面的人。
The strength in the inner man.
所以保罗向神为圣徒所求的不是我们基督徒外面的力量。
What Paul has ask the Lord is not the outward strength.
也不是基督徒那天然的力量。
It's not the natural strength.
我们知道有些人啊，他那个天然外面的力量是很大的。
We know someone who has a strength, a powerful strength in their.
他在世界里啊，可以做得很成功。
He can be very successful in the world.
然后呢，到了他信主到了教会里呢，他也可以靠着这外面天然的力量呢，好像也可以把教会办得非常的啊，很成功。
When he is saved, he can come to church and very successfully run the church.
但这里说到的不是那个力量。
Here it doesn't talk about that strength.
这里说到的乃是我们基督徒里面那个属灵新人的力量。
This talks about the spiritual new man in us.
我们里面这个新人呢，要刚强起来。
The inner man should be strengthened.
那我们怎么知道我们里面这个人啊，我们里面的人啊，是刚强还是软弱的呢？
How do we know the inner man is weak or strong?
弟兄姐妹，你觉得你里面的人啊，是刚强还是软弱的？
How do you feel? Is your inner man strong or weak?
我想有一个简单的一个指标。
There's a standard.
就是看哈，我们知道的，就关于神的心意、神的真理啊，我们所知道的和我们所行出来的这个比例。
It's the ratio of how much you know about the word of God and how much you act out.
换句话说，如果我们知道的很多，
In other words, if you know a lot.
可是在我们生活当中，我们实际行出来的却是很少。
Yet in your daily life, you cannot perform.
弟兄姐妹，这是刚强还是软弱呢？
Is it strong or weak?
我们知道这就是一个属灵的软弱，是不是？
We know this is a spiritual weakness.
姐妹，一方面我们为着我们在神的家中能够听见那纯正的话语，我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord that we can hear the pure words of God in our church.
但我们如果我们知道了许多，
If we know a lot.
可在我们生活上，我们在生活当中，我们行出来的却是很少。
But in our daily life, we cannot act out.
弟兄姐妹，那又非常可能我们属灵的情形，或者说我们里面的人啊，是一个软弱的情形。
That tells us the inner man in you is very weak.
在《使徒行传》第三章里面记载的教会所行的第一个神迹，就是彼得和约翰进圣殿祷告的时候呢，他医治了一个生来瘸腿的人。
In Acts chapter 3 tells us the first signs that was performed in the church when Peter and John went to the temple and prayed, they healed a lame man.
这个瘸腿的特征是什么呢？
The characteristic of a layman.
就说他看了许多，他什么都看得见。
He can see all things.
他也知道许多。
And he knows all things.
可是问题在哪里？
But where's the problem?
他行不出来。
He cannot do it.
这就是一个软弱的情形。
This is a condition of weakness.
就姐妹，我们是否也是如此？
Are we like that?
我们读圣经。
We read Bible.
我们参加聚会。
We attend meetings.
我们知道了许多关于神的事情。
We know many things about God.
我们也认识了神宝贵的心意。
We also know the will of God.
可是我们若是知道许多，可是在生活中却不能够活出来的时候，那就显出我们里面的人是一个软弱的一个光景。
If we know all this but we cannot do it in our daily life, then that shows the spiritual weakness in us.
或是说我们知道许多神喜悦我们做的事情，可是我们却做不出来。
We know many things that will please God but we cannot do it.
或是说呢，我们知道神不喜悦我们做的事情，可是我们却偏偏去做。
If we know many things that does not please God yet we do it.
这是一个软弱的情形。
This is a condition of weakness.
比方说我们知道哈，我们基督徒呢都需要什么？要读经。
We know that Christians need to read the Bible.
当然，我们前面已经说了，我们更需要祷告。
And we need to pray.
还不是一天三次谢饭祷告。
Not just for three meals.
只是我们乃是要常常的祷告。
We need to pray constantly.
然后我们也知道，我们应当要聚会。
We also need to attend meeting.
可是我们若是觉得我们没有时间
，Yeah, we think that we don't have time.
我们没有时间读经。
We don't have time to read the Bible.
我们也没有时间祷告。
No time for prayer.
哎呀，我们也没有时间聚会。
No time for a meeting.
可是我们却有时间看电视、上网、打游戏。
Yet we have time to watch TV, serve the net, or play the game.
我们知道我们所当行的是什么。
We know what we should do.
可是我们却行不出来。
But we cannot do it.
我们知道我们如何能够讨主的喜悦。
We know how we can please God.
可是我们却行不出来。
But we cannot do it.
弟兄姐妹，这就是一个属灵软弱的情形。
This is the condition of weakness.
就像那个瘸腿或是瘫子一样。
It's just like the lame man or the paralytic.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要祷告。
We need to pray.
我们为自己祷告。
We pray for ourselves.
为我们的儿女们祷告。
Pray for our children.
为我们教会中的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
Pray for brothers and sisters in the church.
我们不仅为着属灵的富足来祷告。
Not only pray for the spiritual riches.
我们也需要为我们属灵的刚强，在神的面前要恒切的祷告。
We also need to pray for the strength, the spiritual strength.
叫我们能够知道神所赐给我们的生命乃是复活基督的那个生命。
So that we know the life that God has given us is the resurrected life of Christ.
是一个刚强有能力的生命。
Is a strong with power.
弟兄姐妹，我们都知道啊，我们教会里也有我们团体祷告的时间。
We know that we have a church prayer meeting.
那很可惜的是，我们发现啊，我们就在教会的祷告会的当中啊，我们常常为了好多的难处、好多的疾病、好多的需要在祷告。
Unfortunately, we pray for the illness or difficulties in these prayer meetings.
我记得好几年前在信南区的祷告聚会啊，有一段时间啊，我们就好像这个接二连三的。都有基督弟兄姐妹有生病的，有工作难处的。
I remember several years ago in the West Office prayer meeting, there were difficulties with brothers and sisters' illness or loss of jobs.
你就发现我们这个祷告会的时间啊都不够用了，因为太多人生病，太多人有难处。
There was not enough time because so many had been sick or lost jobs.
这个情形不是几个礼拜，好像持续了几个月。
It has lasted several months.
后来有一位灵长姐妹呢，哎，就说了一个话提醒我们。
There's an elderly sister. She spoke.
她说：“我们如果生病了，我们就祷告求神医治。
When we are sick, we ask the Lord to heal us.
如果没工作了，我们就求神赶快赐一个工作。
When we don't have job, we ask for job from the Lord.
那姐妹，那为什么我们不祷告说，那神就干脆不让我们生病，不让我们失业，不就好了吗
？Why don't we ask the Lord for us not to get sick, not to lose our job?
对，因为当神允许一些难处临到我们的时候
，When the Lord allows some affliction into our lives，
我们应当如何祷告
？How do we pray？
当然，我们是可以为着生病的弟兄姐妹祷告，为着失业弟兄姐妹祷告。
Yes, we can pray for the brothers and sisters that are sick or the they lost job。
但是更重要的是
，Or more importantly，
我们应当祷告，叫神使我们弟兄姐妹里面的人能够刚强起来。
We need to pray for their inner man to be strengthened.
叫我们能够经历到当里面的人刚强起来的时候
，When their inner man is strengthened,
我们能够做神所喜悦我们做的事。
We can do things that please God.
我们能够不做神所不喜悦我们做的事。
We can avoid doing things that does not please God.
当我们里面的人刚强起来的时候
，When our inner man is strengthened,
叫我们的儿女们能够胜过仇敌来的一切的试探
，so that our children can overcome all the temptation from the enemy.
叫我们在难处中的弟兄姐妹能够因着里面的这个力量，能够高过这环境的难处。
The brothers and sisters who are in the affliction, they can overcome, the difficulties.
叫我们能够过一个分别为圣的生活。
We can live a sanctified life.
叫我们能够过一个荣耀主名得胜的生活。
We can live an overcome life that can glorify God's name.
弟兄姐妹，这是合神心意的祷告。
This is a prayer according to His will.
我们能够借着这样的祷告来经历神使我们里面的人能够刚强起来。
Through this kind of prayer, we can experience the inner man being strengthened.
在保罗不仅为着圣徒属灵的富足祷告。
Paul not only pray for the spiritual riches.
他也为圣徒心里面的力量能够刚强起来祷告。
He prayed for the inner man be strengthened.
他同时也为基督徒那个属灵的深度来祷告。
He also prayed for the spiritual depth.
他这边讲到说，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
有根有基。
17.
So that that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love.
这个有根有基就说到我们基督徒这个属灵的这个深度。
The rooted and grounded in love means the spiritual depth.
也就是说，我们对于主的爱和主的话语的认识，不再是一个停留在一个肤浅的阶段。
The knowledge of our, the love of Christ and the knowledge of His
word
is not just shallow,
而是深入并且是稳固的。
Is in depth and firm.
弟兄姐妹，我们所在的这个世代。这一点是非常关键的事情。
In this generation, this is very key.
特别是为着我们的儿女们。
Especially for our children.
我几天前正好读到有一篇关于美国大学的一个统计的数据。
I have read a statistic about a college in the United States.
对，这个报道说哈，有六成的大学生啊是喝酒。
There's about 60% of the college students they drink.
这是我亲眼见到的。
I've seen that.
我记得有一次去我女儿的学校。
I went to my daughter's school.
差不多是中午的时间。
About lunchtime.
我就看到有四五个女同学。
About four or five girls.
她们也要跟我们一起要坐电梯上楼。
We were going up in the elevator.
每个人手上都拿着酒瓶。
They all have a wine bottle.
那前面就是大白天。
This is in the daylight.
中午的时候。
Lunchtime.
就我相信这个数据呢不夸张。
I'm sure this is not overstating.
然后这个报道又说到，有六成的大学生呢是经常有婚前性行为。
It also reported that 60% of them had sex before marriage.
而且呢，基督徒上大学之后呢，有六成的基督徒呢他会失去信仰。
Also, Christians that went to college, 60% of them will lose their faith.
弟兄姐妹，你们可能孩子还小哈，美国大学啊的这个环境啊，的确是一个非常危险的一个地方。
Maybe your children are still young, but the college in the United States is very dangerous.
那我们做父母亲的，我们在教会中做师长的该怎么办呢
？As parents and teachers in the church, what should we do?
我们应当如何来预备他们
？How can we prepare them？
叫他们的信仰，叫他们的属灵生命是有根有基的。
So their spiritual faith is grounded and rooted。
因此，我们要帮助他们在主的爱里面扎根，也在主的话语里面扎根。
We need to help them to be grounded and rooted in the Lord's love and the Lord's words。
在旧约里，我们看见神就曾经借着艰难的环境呢，来训练他从埃及拯救出来的那个百姓。
We see that in the Old Testament, God has trained the people of the Lord.
我们看见初期的时候，神借着石灾伸出大能的膀臂，将以色列的百姓从埃及为奴之地拯救出来。
We see that through the ten plagues in the Egypt that He saved them.
我们看见这些神的百姓呢，他们都是亲眼看见、亲身经历过这个神迹奇事。
They have experienced the miracles and see the miracles.
可当他们后来一过了红海，到了旷野以后
，After they passed the Red Sea, entering into the wilderness,
一下子没水喝了，他们就抱怨。
Well, they were complain without water.
又一下子没食物吃了，他们也抱怨。
They were complain without food.
我们看见在那个阶段当中，神用百般的慈爱怎么样来呵护他们。
God has loved them and protected them.
神在那里呢，一再的忍耐，并且供应他们所有的需要。
God was patient and provided them with their needs.
所以我们看见在那个阶段当中呢，他们就渐渐的对神的爱呢，好像有一点扎根。
We see that they are rooted in God's love.
但是我们看见神的心意没有停在那里。
But God's eternal purpose was not stopped there.
在他们经过西乃山之后，神就将律法颁布给他们。
After they passed Mount Sinai, God gave them the law.
意思就是说，他们应当要长大成人。
It means that they need to grow in full age.
所以呢，他们的信心呢， 也要扎根在神的话语里。
So they need to be rooted in God's words.
所以我们看见在过西乃山之后，
After Mount Sinai,
在他们从神领受神的话语之后，
they have received God's words.
我们看见神又把他们带到爱的深处。
God leads them into the depth of love.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
神就在爱里面呢，开始来管教他们。
God teaches them in His love.
要叫神的话语呢，能够在那要叫他神的百姓呢，能够在他的话语里面能够扎根。
So the people of God can be rooted in His words.
我们最近年长聚会也正在读到希伯来书第五章。
We are reading about Hebrews chapter 5.
那边也说到了哈，这个有吃奶的婴孩和长大成人吃干粮的一个两种情形。
There are two conditions. One babe that takes milk, and the adult, the fully grown, it takes the solid food.
什么叫做吃奶婴孩的光景和长大成人吃干粮的情形呢？
What does it mean to be a babe, takes milk, or the fully aged?That takes solid.
那你说到婴孩啊，婴孩的时候呢，只能吃奶。
When a babe only takes milk.
奶呢，一方面是容易消化吸收。
Milk is easy to be absorbed and eat a drink.
另一方面呢，奶呢，也可以说是说，就是，很容易接受。
Milk also means is acceptable.
我们每个基督徒都很熟悉这个灵奶。
We all Christians that knows the spiritual milk.
它可以说是就是讲到神的慈爱。
It could mean the love of God.
神的恩典。
The grace of God.
神的祝福。
The blessing of God.
姐妹，我们发现我们蒙恩信主起头啊，我们都是非常享受这个灵奶的，是不是
？In the beginning, after you are saved by grace, you enjoy the spiritual.
但是我们不能停在那个灵奶的阶段太长的时间。
But we cannot stop at that stage.
因为神的心意乃是要我们长大成人，能够吃干粮。
But God's will is for us to grow.Into full age that we can eat solid food.
那吃干粮什么意思呢？
What does it mean to take solid food?
就讲到我们能够认识神的公义。
Know that well, we know the righteousness of God.
能够认识神的圣洁。
And His holiness.
神的审判。
The judgment of God.
并且能够认识神十字架的制作。
And also the work of cross.
因为借着这样的一个过程，叫我们能够分辨好歹。
Through this process, we can discern the good and good or evil.
也就是我们慢慢长大成人之后，我们能够查验何为神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
After we are mature, that we can what is we can know what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
并且是能够为着神的心意而活。
And we can live for His eternal purpose.
所以姐妹，我们需要为我们的下一代祷告。
We need to pray for our next generation.
我们不仅为了他们能够蒙恩得救祷告。
Not only for their salvation.
我们更需要为了他们能够在主的爱里和主的话语里扎根来恒切祷告。
And also continuously pray that we can, they can be rooted and grounded in the God's love.
叫他们在离开我们，在进入那危险的大学的环境之前。
Before they leave us, enter into the dangerous condition in the college.
他们已经脱离了那吃奶做婴孩的阶段。
They have separated in.The stage of being a babe.
他们已经慢慢的能够长大成人，能够吃干粮。
They are maturing to take solid food.
好叫他们的信心呢，是扎根在神的爱里，也扎根在神的话语里。
So their faith is deeply rooted in God's love and His words.
也就是说，他们对于神话语的认识，不光只是头脑里的知识。
So that they not only know the word of God in their head.
而是在生活当中，他们真真实实经历了主的爱，经历了主话语的信实。
But they can experience the faithfulness of God's words and His love in their daily life.
并且在他们生活当中，他们能够接受神话语的引导。
And they can be guided in their daily life.
他们不再只是单单在那里来寻求神的祝福而已。
They're not just seeking the blessing of God.
弟兄姐妹，这是。我们应当为我们自己和我们下一代的祷告。
We need to pray for ourselves and the next generation.
我们要脱离那肤浅的阶段。
We need to be separated from these shallow condition.
我们要能够在基督里面是有根有基。
In Christ, we need to be deeply rooted.
最后，保罗也为了圣徒那个属灵的宽广和丰富祷告。
Paul also prayed for the width and riches.
他说到说能与和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And to know the width and length and depth and height of Christ, the love of Christ.
那后面他并且说到说神能够照着运行在我们心里的大力充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想。
And now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or ask, well, ask or think according to the power that works in us.
弟兄姐妹，我们属灵的丰富与宽广呢，乃是在一个身体的关系里面来经历的。
The spiritual width and the fullness is to experience in the body of Christ.
使徒保罗在他的书信里面，他特别强调基督身体的生活这件事情。
In the epistles of Paul, he emphasized the lives in the body of Christ.
在罗马书，他前面用了11章圣经，说到了这个福音的真理和计划。
In Romans 1 through chapter 11, he described the content and the plan of gospel.
从12章一直到罗马书末了呢，他就在那里来告诉我们这个基督身体的生活。
From chapter 12 to the end, he described the life in the body of Christ.
以弗所书也是这样。
The same as the book of Ephesians.
一到三章，他交通到关于教会的真理。
One through three, he described the truth of the church.
那到了四到六章呢？他给我们再一次带我们进入这个基督身体的那个生活。
From four to six, that he described the body of Christ.
兄姐妹，我们只有在基督身体里面一同生活，我们才能够经历到那个属灵的宽广和丰富。
Only we live in the body of Christ, then we can experience the spiritual width and the fullness.
这不是我们天然人能够进入的。
This is not a natural man can enter.
因为每个人很容易受到我们天然这个背景、语言、文化习惯的影响。
We can be very easily influenced by our language, nature, culture.
因此在这里保罗特别提到就是那要靠着那运行在我们心里面的那个大力。
Paul especially tells us we need to do according to the power that works in us.
什么是在我们里面的那个大大的能力呢？
What is the power that works in us?
就是指着圣灵。
It points to the Holy Spirit.
就是内住的圣灵在我们里面，他要显出那个大力来帮助我们来进入并且过一个基督身体的一个生活。
The Holy Spirit in us will help us to work to live in the body of Christ.
我就以我们主日每个主日早晨我们一同擘饼聚会做例子。
I'll use the communion service as an example.
这是一个我们来学习过基督身体生活的一个很好的机会。
This is the example that the chance that we can live the body of Christ.
因为我们乃是在基督的身体里面，我们一同来吃饼喝杯。
Because we are taking the bread and the cup in the body of Christ.
因此，在我们聚会当中，我们就特别要留心那圣灵的感动和带领。
In the meeting, we need to pay attention to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
当然，我们平常我们个人在主面前个人的祷告啊，我们是可以非常自由的。
Individually, prayer.Can be very free.
如果你时间允许的话，你可以祷告一个小时、两个小时，没有关系。
You can pray one or two hours.
但是在擘饼聚会当中，因着是在身体里面，我们就不能够那样子。
Because we are in the body of Christ, we cannot pray in such long time.
因为我们的主他已经复活了。
Because our Lord is risen.
就像我们刚刚最后唱的诗歌，我们主今天还活着。
Is the last hymn that we sang, the Lord is alive.
既然我们的主是活着的，
Our Lord is alive.
今天圣灵在我们聚会中的感动和带领也是活的。
Then the Holy Spirit is leading and moving in us is the same.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是不是一个机械式的。
It's not mechanical.
不是说好我们到了擘饼聚会我们就是这样祷告。
It's not like you will pray this way in the communion service.
兄姐妹，我们都要进入到这个基督的身体里面。
We need to enter into the body of Christ.
我们都要一同连于这个身体的头，就是我们元首基督。
We need to be connected to the head.
所以圣灵在每一次我们主日擘饼的聚会当中，他会在那里自由的来运行，来感动，来带领。
So the Holy Spirit moves freely to lead us and move in us.
所以我们就要学习在身体的里面来学习等候。
In the body of Christ, we need to learn how to wait.
等候圣灵在身体里面的那个印证。
Wait for the 印证 assurance.
对，所以我们也要学习彼此的等候。
We need to wait for each other.
姐妹，这就是一个十字架的一个制作。
This is the work of the cross.
当我们这样子来留意圣灵的感动和带领。
When we pay attention to the leading of the Holy Spirit,
当我们也愿意接受圣灵在我们身上那个十字架的制作。
We also accept the work of the cross.
就是我们圣灵虽然要我们祷告。
Even though the Holy Spirit wants us to pray.
但可能不是现在。
Maybe not now.
可能圣灵还感动其他弟兄姐妹有其他的祷告。
Maybe the Spirit is moving other brothers and sisters to pray.
当我们一同这样在身体里面来学习的时候，
When we learn with each other,
我们就会发现每一次的擘饼聚会，
We will discover every time in the communion service,
圣灵就会把我们主的意思，就是把这身体的头的意思呢，写明在这个身体的当中。
The Holy Spirit will reveal the true will of God in among us.
就如果每一个身体的肢体都顺从圣灵的感动和带领的话，
If all members will obey the leading of the Holy Spirit,
我们看见那就会带下那个膏油的祝福，
will brought down the blessing of the anointing.
因此我们需要为着我们擘饼聚会祷告，
So we need to pray for the communion service.
叫主更多的带领我们来进入这个属灵的宽广与丰富。
So the Lord will lead us into the spiritual width and the fullness.
当然，这个前提是我们每一个肢体都必须要学习圣灵借着十字架在我们身上的那个制作。
Before that, we need to learn the work of the cross in us.
所以感谢神把这样一个祷告的一个托付赐给我们。
Thank the Lord that He gave us this burden of prayer.
他也把他的心意来告诉我们。
He also tells us His will.
叫我们能够按着他的心意来为他的教会，为他的儿女们来代祷。
According to His will, that we can pray for the church and His children.
我们相信借着神已经赐下的那个圣灵的大力，
by the power of the Holy Spirit,
也借着基督的大爱，
and through the love of Christ,
神能够充充足足的在我们身上，也在他的教会中来成就他的旨意。
And He can accomplish His eternal purpose abundantly.
叫他的旨意能够在我们儿女们身上，
so that his eternal purpose
在我们弟兄姐妹身上，
in the brothers and sisters,
在神的教会当中，
in the church of God,
使他的荣耀恩典得着称赞，
his will praise to his glory.
弟兄姐妹，这是在这末了的时代，我觉得这是一件非常重要的事情。
In this generation, this is very important.
如果早晨我们弟兄姐妹不记得我们所交通的内容，
If you don't remember what I have fellowship today,
我在神面前只有一个祷告，
I only have one prayer before God,
只盼望弟兄姐妹有更多的人能够被主的爱所激励，愿意来答应他的呼召起来祷告，
So that we are encouraged by His love, that we will rise up to pray,
为你所爱的儿女们祷告，
Pray for your children,
为你身边的弟兄姐妹祷告，
Pray for your brothers and sisters next to you.
为当博聚会祷告。
Pray for the church at Dumbo.
当然也为你自己祷告。
Also pray for yourself.
求神能够开我们的眼睛。
May God open our eyes.
叫我们看见他在我们身上的旨意是何等的荣耀。
So that we can see the glory of His eternal purpose.
叫我们能够借着祷告，
Through prayer.
我们来经历神的旨意，神借着圣灵能够在他教会中成就，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想。
Through the prayer and through the Holy Spirit that abundantly exceedingly above all that He can answer and what we think and ask.
那我们一起低头，再有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，愿你祝福你自己的话语。
God, may you bless your words.
主，你在我们中间来兴起更多的代祷者。
May you raise up intercessors among us.
愿你在我们聚会中间能够得着那更多合你心意的代祷者。
May you find more intercessors according to your will.
主，我们承认我们不配。
We admit that we are unworthy.
我们也承认我们软弱。
We are weak.
主，然而你却是得胜的。
Yet you overcome.
愿你显明你得胜的能力在我们身上。
And you reveal your overpowering power.
叫我们能够来答应你的呼召。
So we can answer your calling.
我们来为着你的心意来祷告。
May we pray for your eternal purpose.
愿你在教会中得着荣耀。
May you be glorified in your church.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.